Hi friends. So I am going to share with you guys a little bit of personal information here in the next few minutes. I've got an update for you about what's going on with our family here at Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And it's got some kind of grown-up stuff in it. And it might be a little confusing for some small ears, but I'm just throwing that out at you. If you want to skip this, it takes me about 3 minutes to say all the things I need to say. If you want to skip the next 3 minutes, you can go right into the story. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Okay, hello friends. Mommy here. And I wanted to give you guys an update so you know what's going on here with Storytime. We're going to be playing a few stories from our catalog. We're going to pull some of our greatest hits for you. So you're going to have some repeat stories here for a few days. And I am so sorry. We like to give new stories every day, but we've had some difficulties in the past week. And I'll just quickly, briefly tell you about that. We had, Philip started not feeling well, and we took him to the hospital and did a brain scan, and they found that there was a tumor in his brain, and we were very, very, very blessed that we were in a hospital that had a great neurosurgeon, and he was going to get in there and get that surgery taken care of, and now Philip is resting, and we are very hopeful, and until we know exactly what's going on here, we are going to be not trying to push him sitting up or thinking or anything like that. So we're just going to not do a bunch of brand new stories for a while, but we hope to get back on our feet here very soon and be able to continue our journey through literature. And if you want to know more about what's going on, you can pop into our Instagram, and there's some links there that will share more information and ways you can help if you are feeling like that's something you want to do. And for those of you who have reached out and have been kind, I am so grateful. I am so thankful for the sweet, sweet things that you have all said, and your encouragement and your support and the love that we have felt, Philip and I. This has been a very hard journey for us. And we are grateful for the family, the Storytime with Philip and Mommy family. And I am grateful for all of you. And so stick with us, and we will we'll be back at it again as soon as the doctors say that's okay. All right. Thanks, friends. Okay, friends. So today we are reading a book by the Octonauts, and it is called The Octonauts and the Colossal Squid. And it was written by, you know, the people who write these books, which, if memory serves, that's a couple of people called Naomi. But that's not their real name. That's just the name they used to write with.
That's their brand.
Their brand. Very good. Exactly. So this is their story. And I wanted to say hi to Vienna and her mommy, Katie Ann, who had said they're huge fans of the Octonauts. And I thought maybe they would enjoy hearing this story. So hi, guys. Enjoy the story. So let's start off by meeting the crew. The daring crew of the Octopod are ready to embark on an exciting new mission to explore, rescue, and
protect.
And in case you didn't know, there are 8 members of the Octonauts crew.
There's Professor Inkling, Quasi Cat, Pesso Penguin, Barnacles, he's the captain, Tweak, Shellington, Dashy, and Tunip, who is the ship's cook. Here we go.
And Tunip has a league of little tunips to help him out bake.
Yes! Oh, Philip, that's a great way of describing it. Tunip does have a league of Vegemals, his buddies, that help him bake. And I like that you used the word league. It's a good way to describe them.
Okay. They
make his baby. Yeah, they do. They make funny noises. Okay. The Octonauts were voyaging through deep, dark waters when Captain Barnacle spotted something floating in the gloom.
"I wonder what those little lights are up ahead," he said.
The octopod moved in closer for a closer look. Bang!
"Captain," cried Dashy, "something's got us."
The octopod lurched left and right. Something or someone was shaking it.
"Jumping jellyfish," cried Shellington.
"Whoa, oh dear," said Professor Inkling.
Dashy flicked on the HQ's lights. Two enormous eyes stared through the window. The enormous eyes belonged to an even more enormous sea creature.
"Those itty-bitty lights around my eyes fooled you, didn't they?"
the creature chuckled.
"You didn't know they belonged to big old me."
Barnacles bravely looked the attacker, his attacker, in the eye.
"We mean you no harm," he said calmly. "Please let go of us at once."
"I grab it, I keep it, you weird-looking squid."
The sea creature shook the octopod up and down. The crew tumbled across the deck.
"Dashy," bellowed Barnacles, "sound the octo alert."
"Octonauts, to the HQ."
And then now we see all of the octonauts are kind of stopping what they're doing to go to the headquarters. That's what HQ stands for. Headquarters.
"Shellington," cried the captain. "Any idea what's grabbed us?"
Shellington said, "It's a colossal squid."
"It's like my cousin, the giant squid,"
Inkling nodded.
"Only bigger."
The colossal squid stopped shaking the octopod. Phew. Now it was crushing it instead. The crew needed to match the squid tentacle for tentacle. That's like mano-a-mano, hand-to-hand. Okay, Tweak and Professor Inkling had just the thing.
Wearing this tentacled suit, explained Tweak, Professor Inkling will be able to move his arms to the octopod as if they were his own tentacles.
The octonauts grinned. The professor was an expert at tentacle wrestling. Professor Inkling started grappling with the colossal squid. It was a tough battle. The HQ windows went black.
"Ink cloud," said Shellington. "A classic squid move."
"Oh my," gasped the professor. "He's got hooks onto us."
Super fun fact, a colossal squid has sharp hooks at the end of its tentacles. Barnacles and Quasi put their deep-sea diving suits on. They had to pry the colossal squid's hooks out before he dragged the octopod down any further. The octonauts tried using their paws to lift off the squid's tentacles.
"Grrr," growled the captain. "For every hook we loosen, two more move into place."
Just then, Dashy's voice came over the radio.
"Captain," she cried, "there's something heading straight for us."
"It's a sperm whale," added Shellington, "and sperm whales love to eat colossal squid."
The colossal squid looked scared. He didn't like the sound of that.
"We're doomed," the colossal squid cried. "I have to get out of here."
but the colossal squid's hooks were still attached to the octopod. The crew had to rescue the colossal squid and themselves from the sperm whales.
"Prepare all gops for launch," ordered Captain Barnacles.
The octonauts scrambled into the gups and attached their tow lines to the octopod.
Mommy, can I have some more of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Help yourself. You can sit right here. Woohoo! It's snack time, guys. Okay. Now, together, they powered through the...
It's dinner time.
Oh, is it? Okay. Together, they powered through...
And we're eating spaghettis and meatballs.
Ooh. Spaghettis and meatballs. Yum, yum, yum. Okay.
Goldfishes.
Yeah. Together, they powered through the water, dragging the octopod and the colossal squid behind them. The whales followed.
"There you are, my colossal dinner," called the whale leader.
"Don't worry," Shellington said. "Sperm whales breathe air. Sooner or later, they'll have to swim back up to the surface to breathe."
Shellington was right. A few seconds later, the sperm whales disappeared.
"You saved me,"
the colossal squid beamed.
"Sorry about almost crushing your ship."
"Watch out, matey," called Quasi. "Your hooks are digging in deeper."
"I can do it,"
replied the squid. He yanked his tentacles as hard as he could. Crack! The squid accidentally snapped an arm off the octopod. The garden pod sank down into the abyss.
"Oh no," cried Dashy. "Tunip and the Vegemals are in there."
"Everybody dive,"
instructed the captain. Still attached to the colossal squid, the gups plunged after this pod, but it disappeared into the darkness.
"I can see it,"
bellowed the colossal squid. Fun fact, squid vision. The colossal squid's giant eyes help it to see in the dark. With his squid vision, the colossal squid quickly spotted the pod.
"Hurry,"
he called.
"They're heading for some sharp rocks."
"Grab them if you can,"
urged Barnacles. The giant sea creature reached into the gloom.
"Got it,"
he cried. When everyone was safe again, Captain Barnacles made an announcement.
"Operation Untangle Tentacles begins now."
The octonauts worked together to unhook their new friend. Next, the squid fixed the garden pod back onto the octopod.
"Oh, I think this calls for a tentacle bump," said Professor Inkling.
"It's like a fist bump, you know, when you give up." That's great. Everyone chuckled. It had to be the most colossal high five ever. So here is the captain's log. Are you ready?
"Calling all octonauts, who would believe a colossal squid could be as big as the octopod? The enormous creature was great at grabbing, but he had a hard time letting go. It took all of our ocean skills to avoid a tentacled catastrophe."
And what have we learned about the colossal squid? I'll tell you, the colossal squid has the largest eyes in the animal kingdom. Its eyes have glowing dots all around the edges, and scientists think this helps the squid attract prey. And only the colossal squid has three-pronged hooks at the ends of its tentacles. It lives in the midnight zone, and it eats fish and squid. And the colossal squid is an undersea giant with 8 swirling arms and 2 mega tentacles, stretching up to 45 feet long. It's the biggest known squid in the ocean.
And sperm whales eat colossal fish.
Squid. Yes, they squid. Do. You better watch out from those sperm whales. And that is the end of our story. And we want to remind all of our friends to explore, rescue, and protect. And that is the end of that story, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. The end.
The end.